Nathan Hollier has been named as the new Chief Executive of Melbourne University Publishing. He steps into the role vacated by Louise Adler earlier this year. Now, you probably remember the controversy at the time. Louise and five other directors all stepped down from MUP after the university board signalled a shift to strictly academic publishing. Now, Nathan Hollier comes into the role with plenty of experience, having spent 9 years at a rival university publishing house, Monash University Publishing. He officially starts in the role on the 1st of July. Now, I want you to think of your favourite children's picture book. Is the main character a male or a female? The Guardian newspaper in the UK has analysed the top 100 best-selling picture books from 2018, and it's found that male characters dominate, with the main character 1.6 times more likely to be male than female, and male characters outnumbering female characters in more than half of the books. When it comes to racial diversity, the numbers are even more stark. Only 11 characters of colour were given speaking parts across all the 100 books on the list. It's probably important to note that this list of bestsellers includes a lot of older picture books. Classics like Dear Zoo by Rod Campbell are still sitting in the top 10 after all these years. And I'd never thought about this before, but every animal in that book is in fact a male. But if you thought newer children's books might be addressing that imbalance, think again. According to The Guardian, even the new books to crack the top 100 in Britain last year predominantly star male white characters. All that has got me hoping for some more positive news in children's publishing, and I do have some about the Australian author Aaron Blavey. Here he is reading some of his hit book Thelma the Unicorn for Scholastic.
Thelma felt a little sad. In fact, she felt forlorn. You see, she wished with all her heart to be a unicorn. Her best friend's name was Otis. He liked her quite a lot. He said, "You're perfect as you are." But Thelma said, "I'm not." And that was when she saw it, a carrot on the ground. It gave her such a great idea, she squealed and jumped around. She took that simple carrot and she tied it to her nose. "I'll say that I'm a unicorn. It might just work. Who knows?"
And the news is that the American streaming service Netflix will adapt Thelma the Unicorn into an animated musical. It's a great result for Aaron, who also has a movie adaptation of his Bad Guys picture book series currently in development with DreamWorks. Moving to adult fiction, and a debut writer has won the world's richest prize for novel writing. The American author Emily Ruskovich has won the International Dublin Literary Award, worth an astonishing $160,000. Her book Idaho explores themes of love, murder, and grief, and is set amongst the rugged landscapes of America's Northwest. And what makes the International Dublin Literary Award interesting is that it's a prize where the nominations are made by public libraries. Only one library based in Bruges in Belgium nominated Emily's book, but that was enough to see her take home the cash. And speaking of prizes, a huge congratulations to Tayari Jones, who has won the Women's Prize for Fiction for her wonderful novel, An American Marriage. The book tells the story of Celestial and Roy, a modern African-American couple torn apart when Roy is falsely imprisoned. The judges described Tayari's writing as luminous, striking, and utterly moving. Now, I was lucky enough to meet Tayari last year when she told me she'd never been encouraged to be a writer growing up. Strangely, she said that was a gift, as it allowed her to develop her own unique voice.
And not once in my life did I think, what will anyone think? I never thought anyone would think. I thought my writing was my own business. So by the time I went to university and I met a writer and she was my teacher and I started to take myself seriously, I already had a sense of what my voice was without any pressure.
As the winner of the Women's Prize for Fiction, Tayari wins about $55,000 Australian dollars. Congratulations.